time to wrap up KER Politics. You know, Jimmy and I have been doing this show for quite some time now. I have been doing it since 1995. And the general theme of the program of late has really been the effort that the Democratic Party is putting in to controlling the press so that it will for sure win the election that's coming up in 24. Jim studies this on a daily basis. Jimmy, I'd like you to do us all a favor and tell us what you came up with since the last show on this topic.
Yeah, you bet. So this week has been interesting. You know, Kevin McCarthy announced an impeachment hearing, which is an actual opening an investigation on the Biden family corruption. With that, the White House has Ian Sams, one of the communications, or I'm sorry, from White House legal staff, sent a memo. I believe it had a 14-page annex, but sent a memo to major media outlets asking them to basically suppress information and to scrutinize the GOP impeachment inquiry. Okay. So the White House legal counsel is trying to intimidate the press in order to shape an outcome. And that's in conjunction with Biden's personal lawyers. They're doing the same thing, making public statements, using the threat of the power of the White House to intimidate, influence, and shape the media corporations on the outcome of an impeachment inquiry. And they're actually trying to identify areas that look, you know, like that they're accusing the Republicans of making up and there's no information there. But the reality is there is information. There is a tremendous amount of documented information of direct cooperation with Hunter Biden's businesses, with direct flow of money from foreign entities into the Biden family. And there is direct influence over policy connected to these financial transactions. And that's even out of Joe Biden's own mouth. So that's an interesting move by the White House. And I tend to question whether or not the media will continue. I mean, most of the mainstream, the ABC News, the NBC News, and the Washington Post, CBS, if they'll continue to follow the Democratic line on this, or if eventually they're going to have to break, because it is so apparent of the level of influence and corruption and censorship that the White House has had on the media. And I think people are beginning to see it. And if the media stays with it, it could be very problematic, not only for the Democratic Party, but also for those corporations and the costs and what the impact is on their actual revenues.
Jimmy, these are pretty serious allegations. And what I would like to do to give them a lot more credibility with our audience is, can you tell me where you got this information?
Well, actually, it's being published. I mean, the memo is published now by numerous news agencies. You can go to Fox News, you can go to Washington Post, you can go to many of these of the mainstream outlets, and you can actually see the document that was sent out by the White House.
Yeah, you're not going to get much more credible than that source, Jim, and I thank you for doing that.
Yeah, so that's quite interesting. We certainly have the Twitter files. We have all the information of how the government was censoring the COVID, narrative. We have all the information how they influenced the 2020 election by censoring, Meta, Facebook, Twitter files, and all the major news outlets.
Right.
Censoring the Washington Post story on the Hunter Biden computer. I mean, there's so much evidence out there. It's becoming overwhelming to try to cover up, although there are still some journalists trying to do it. But let me just say that the tide is turning right now, Al, against the Bidens. And here's how you can identify that. Washington Post, David Ignatius, he's a Democrat, if you will, talking piece for the Washington Post, definitely a left-wing, majorly respected in that circle news outlet, and certainly not by me, but certainly by others. He's actually saying that Joe Biden's too old to run. He tries to be polite about it, but he's very clear about it, and that Kamala Harris is a bad candidate as well. And New York Times, Ross Douthat, another well-respected leftist journalist, is saying that they are actually, that this is too big of a problem for the Democratic Party, that Joe Biden has to back out. These are powerful voices on the left saying something has to change. So we're seeing a political tide changing right now with Joe Biden and his support with the media. It's interesting to watch.
Well, I think it's a great way to wrap up our program for this week. I am not doubting what you are saying. I'm not sure why anybody would think that.
You can actually read the articles in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Don't doubt me. Actually read them. Or don't even, don't trust me. Just read what they're saying.
I didn't trust you.
Oh, no, I'm not talking to you, Al. I'm talking about others, our listeners out there. They just should take a look at it. And they should look and look at these actual, these articles and this momentum and this shift. And the fear that Joe Biden is going to lose to Donald Trump. It's coming out on a lot of left-wing media outlets, including CNN and even in some cases MSNBC, mm-hmm. as well as New York Post and Washington Times.
Yeah. Well, I would have to say right now that I am still very up in the air as to giving what I think would be an educated guess as to who's going to get the nod for the Democratic nod for the running as president of the United States.
It's getting late in the game for them to pick somebody else.
It's getting late in the game, and I have no idea at this point which way the pendulum is going to swing. Logic will tell me it would be somebody other than President Biden, but logic doesn't seem to be working right now, Jim.
Yeah, you got a point there. There is not a logic in what's happening. A lot of logical outcomes of what's happening out there in the
right.
political world. It's crazy, actually, what we're seeing. But I think many people are beginning to wake up to it. And hopefully enough. We don't know if there's enough, but certainly the flow is changing. And the dialogue, and of course, this has to do with things like Joe Biden lying about being at Ground Zero on 9/11 when he didn't even come back to New York for 9/11. It has to do with him actually saying in the press conference after the G20 meeting in Vietnam that in fact he was his visit to Vietnam that he was going to go to sleep, and his faux pas are becoming more embarrassing every day, and a lot of people are realizing, oh my gosh, the longer he's in control, the less likely they'll be able to put someone in and get the backing. And how are they going to handle that? And I think a lot of people are becoming on the left are becoming a little bit, they're a little bit desperate about that. They're afraid that the two of them, that he would actually lose. And this is based on a lot of polling that they do, that he would lose against Donald Trump. And Trump looks like he's he's way ahead in the race for the Republican nomination.
He's way ahead of the race in front of the Republican nomination. But Jimmy, the latest numbers that I saw for him, the poll numbers which I saw for Trump vis-a-vis the entire election process showed him just about even with Biden.
Yeah, well, actually, the latest numbers are showing him like with a little bit of a gain in 2 to 3 points, if not equal, and that's very scary to the Democrats because, in fact, those polls are usually the wrong direction.
Right.
But there is a movement to get back to America, America First, Make America Great Again, whatever you want to call it, the MAGA movement.
Right.
And one great example is Mitt Romney announced that he is not running for re-election in the Senate in Utah, and the reason why is because he's representing a minority party aspect of the Republican Party, and that Trump now has, and the MAGA people have, the advantage of the Republican Party. That is a good sign for America, that the old elitist views that are cooperative with globalism, that are all about the corruption and the big money, are beginning to fade in power. Very powerful statement right now.
Actually, I read that this morning in the Seattle Times. I was surprised to see Romney go on the record as saying that today. Surprised, but not totally bewildered, I have to say that. He's kind of,
I think we're done with, we got to wrap it up, Al.
We are at 9:55 right now. You guys have a very great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.